Well, while we're talking about cricket, Margot, I know you insisted that we talk a little bit more cricket because you're such an enormous fan of the intricacies of the game and you'd like to analyse last night's semi-final victory by New Zealand over England, and you want to talk about Australia-Pakistan
I've learned so much already, Margot, about the fella who scored all the runs.
The son of the All Black, who scored 72 runs last night. Listen,
Matthew Hayden is the assistant coach of Pakistan.
Exactly.
Justin Langer is the coach of Australia. Look, I know cricket.
I know you, and you love cricket. But it's... I just brought somebody in because I thought at times you don't know everything about cricket.
Oh, so I thought I'll get in. Someone, a professional.
Howie, Mark Howard from the Howie Games, Triple M cricket head caller. How are you, mate?
G'day, Margot. Margot, doesn't sound like you need me. You sound like Margot's all across it and you're good to go.
I wrote some things down for her to say.
Fake it till you make it.
I know all about that. Don't worry about that. I'm all across that situation.
Now, can we quickly talk? Last night, the T20, it's been going for 3 weeks, but it finally got interesting last night. Can you give everyone a wrap-up of what happened when the Kiwis beat the Poms?
Yeah, it was an extraordinary game of cricket. England obviously had gone through until the last game where they got rolled by South Africa, looking like the team to beat. They had a couple of injuries, though. Roy and Mills. Roy was the key at the top of the order and Mills was their death bowler. So that really hurt them. They came up against the Kiwis, who are an extraordinary team. Just get it done, time in, time out. So they made 160-odd, 4 for 166. England, they looked home. 57 off 4 overs, 5 wickets down. New Zealand looked absolutely gone. And then you said... Mitchell and Neesham just started going whack, 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 hitting sixes everywhere. And in the end, New Zealand won. So they're in the final, which is extraordinary because they won the ICC World Test Championship where they beat India. They would have won the 50-over World Cup except for an overthrow that hit Ben Stokes' bat and went to the boundary. And now they are in the T20 World Cup. And there's 5 million of them. They love rugby. They occasionally play cricket. And they're a dominant team, and they play cricket the way it should be played. So good luck to the Kiwis.
Howie, did you hear me telling Margo? You know that Mitchell, Darryl Mitchell, who scored the 72, that's his old man, used to play for the All Blacks and coach the All Blacks, John Mitchell.
Well, that's how good they are down there. They just sort of play rugby and cricket and dominate.
Well, they only have 12 families, and they're able to be the best in rugby and now the best in cricket. They're incredible, Margo.
They are an extraordinary team. So England out, which is just a tremendous shame for cricket that England aren't in the final. And then the Aussies obviously play Pakistan tonight at 1 a.m. I reckon on Fox Cricket, which is a massive game.
Mark, tell me, I asked Marto the question, but I'll ask you. Matthew Hayden, how does he become the assistant coach of Pakistan?
Well, now this is a good question. He became the assistant coach of Pakistan because the man in charge of Pakistan as a country, the former dashing all-rounder, Imran Khan, said to the Pakistan Cricket Board, you need to get Matty Hayden on board. Why he said that, I don't know. But seriously, Imran said he's the man to get on board. And Matty's been there a short period of time and from all reports is absolutely loving it. But it gives a nice little story. The two blokes that were in love with each other opening their batting for Australia, Langer and Hayden, are pitched against each other tonight. But yeah, the man in charge of Pakistan said we need Matty Hayden, a good Queenslander.
There you go.
Imran Khan. Well, Imran Khan, of course, played Jemima a season Khan's here for... We don't care about his wife. Imran Khan played a season here for Queensland.
I know,
so I guess that's how Matty Hayden became mates with him at some stage over the years.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but Matty has been tremendously impressed. I read some quotes yesterday in the paper that he was talking to Robert Crash Craddock, your man up there, Australia's number one cricket journo, talking about the fact that when they played against Pakistan as the Australians, they thought they were a little bit of a flighty side, a very emotional side, and he said it is completely opposite. They're a very spiritual group. They're very centred. They're very team-oriented. And the other great news coming out talking about Pakistan, Margot, is that for the first time in 24 years, Australia have agreed to tour Pakistan. They've obviously had a lot of problems over there with a terrorism attack many years ago, and they haven't seen cricket in their home country. So Australia goes over there for 3 test matches in March and some white ball cricket. That would be one of the great cricket tours, I reckon, because the Pakistan nation have been starved of cricket, so they will be hanging out of the trees to watch the Aussies in action.
Hey, I heard you've got cricket star Mitch Marsh on the Howie Games.
Yes. Mitch Marsh came on a while ago. He's a very open man. Talks about, you know, going out to play cricket for Australia at the MCG and being booed by his home nation's fans and how much that broke his heart. But he'll be a massive key overnight. He was big with Warner in the game that got us through against the West Indies. But the thing you need to keep an eye out for tonight, Margot, when you're watching it at 1 a.m.
of course,
cricket, because I know you'll be staying up.
Where else would I be?
She laps it up.
They are playing in Dubai. And of the 10 games in Dubai, 9 games have been won by the team batting second because the dew comes in and affects the game. So the most important thing Aaron Finch needs to do tonight is win the toss and bowl.
And Margot knows that because whenever she used to go shopping in Dubai, she'd have a little bit of slip problems when the sun went down. Howie, we'll all be watching Fox this morning. I think it's midnight here in Queensland, so thanks for the wrap-up, mate.
Yeah,
set the alarm.
No worries. Take it easy. Enjoy the cricket tonight, Margot.
I will. Thanks,
and
Mark.
You can always catch up with KO Mini's ICC T20 Cricket World Cup condensed match highlights if you need a KO. Start your free trial today.